Early in the Trump administration, the regular White House press briefings were must-see TV for a lot of people. They commanded big ratings for the sparring sessions between the White House press secretary and the media. But in recent months, those briefings have become less frequent to the point where calling them daily would not be accurate. NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith has a story.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders last walked up to the lectern in the White House press briefing room on October 3rd.
It's good to see everybody. Missed you.
It had been 23 days since she last briefed the press.
Good afternoon. The September jobs report continues America's economic winning streak under
Before
President
that,
Trump.
There had been an 18-day stretch with no briefing.
Briefing has clearly fallen off.
Fallen off a cliff. Martha Joynt Kumar is a political scientist who for years has sat in on the White House briefings.
It's an important forum for the public, and we shouldn't let it go.
The number of briefings began declining in the spring, falling below levels of the last two administrations at the same point in their presidencies. It dropped precipitously in the past 2 months. The briefings have also gotten shorter, about 25% shorter on average from the first year of the Trump administration. Meanwhile, in recent days, President Trump has been speaking for himself a lot.
Any questions, please?
That's a very good question.
Well, this could be your toughest question.
Yes. Fair question. Any other questions?
I don't know anything. No.
On Air Force One, on the tarmac, on the South Lawn of the White House, in the Oval Office, and calling into Fox News. Mike McCurry was press secretary for President Bill Clinton.
President Trump thinks like he's his own press secretary, and he's the one that ought to be the spokesman every day. And I'm not even sure he likes the idea he's got someone called a spokesman or a press secretary.
McCurry was Clinton's spokesman during the Starr investigation and other challenging news cycles.
There were many times when I would have been happy to just throw my briefing book against the wall and say, let's just go out and party.
But he didn't. Instead, he showed up in the briefing room and fielded the incoming.
I just felt like it was a responsibility and, you know, sort of a democratic duty in a way.
No one from the Trump White House would go on the record for this story. And Sanders hasn't been to the lectern in 8 days, so there hasn't been a chance to ask at the briefing. But former press secretary Sean Spicer defends the White House.
The idea that the briefing is the be-all and end-all and the standard-bearer for the degree of accessibility is rather silly in this age.
And he argues that when the briefing became a rating sensation in the Trump administration, its utility decreased.
The dynamic and the purpose of the briefing has shifted from reporters using it to gather information to reporters using it to further their own personal careers and name recognition.
Before the start of the Trump administration, two former press secretaries, McCurry and Ari Fleischer, argued that to turn down the temperature, the briefings shouldn't be live televised events. That met with a lot of resistance from the press corps and didn't happen. Fleischer, who was press secretary for George W. Bush, now bemoans the state of the briefing.
The good government, on paper, side of me says, of course, there should be a regular briefing. The realist watching the hostility between the Trump White House and the press corps in both directions says, what's the point of the briefing? There's no news. It's just hostility.
He points to exchanges like this one.
Do you not have any problem defending the
I don't have any problem stating facts. No, John.
Thank you, Sarah. Just
I know that's
ago.
Something you probably do have a problem with, but I don't.
Actually, Sarah, we do state the facts. And I think
still, Dana Perino, who also served as press secretary for George W. Bush, says regular briefings have value. The press secretary isn't just speaking to the press. She's speaking to the whole world.
It is a mutually beneficial thing for a daily briefing to take place.
Mutually beneficial, she says, because taking questions forces the administration to hone its policy and message. It's a kind of accountability Perino says she welcomed.
Internally, when the cabinet or the staff knows that the press secretary has to go out and answer questions from the press, it can force decision-making or consensus.
The question, how am I going to explain this to the press, can be a powerful motivator. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
And later this afternoon on All Things Considered, a month ago, there was a series of gas explosions in Massachusetts. Thousands of residents are still without gas service. Now, crews are working to replace pipelines, but with temperatures expected to drop, officials are also arranging alternative housing. You can listen by asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your local member station by name.